Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. This doesn't usually happen, but it happened to Aroldis Chapman. Did you see this? Aroldis Chapman has been suspended for a couple of games. He didn't like the strike zone, and he was telling Edwin Moscoso that, and he got kicked out of the game. And then he was suspended by the league. Do you think it's that or the way he fondles his mom?
Couldn't help.
Which is worse, arguing with an umpire?
I think the way he behaves with his mom in pictures is worse for me. But he must have really said something bad to the umpire.
For those of you who don't know, there are pictures and videos.
Not that hard to find.
Of Aroldis Chapman groping his mother's breast. Mm-hmm. He's a grown man.
As a grown person.
Yes, now.
He put it
summer,
out there on purpose.
This offseason. He needs to stop doing it, I think. I don't know. Maybe that's why he's suspended.
I think it's because he probably said something maybe about you're cheating or are they paying you. They're not going to put up with that stuff anymore. I've noticed that's gotten pretty serious from sports leagues. Don't want to hear about, you know, claiming that somebody is being paid, a referee or an official is being paid. Who was it that did the money sign and got suspended in basketball or got fined? It was a fine. It was Rudy Gobert. Took on a big fine.
Oh, because it was toward the referees that he was saying that they were taking money. That's ugly. That you can't do that stuff. You can't do that towards the referees. Why are you sending us a Michael Douglas when you say brutalize the strike zone? Okay, stop it. Don't do that. Michael Douglas has his issues. 713-780-3776. Look at this. MS-13 underneath the Texans.
Who did that?
H?
Who did that? Texans? There's no MS-13 on there.
What are you doing?
Because it's old English.
Yeah.
No.
I guess that's MS-13. No, it's not. It's the Texans. I'm telling you, this is not being well received, the Texans' new helmets. The Roughnecks is greater than the Texans' new helmet. I don't know. I don't know about that. I'm not sure about that. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. I guess she might be by the front desk, though. She may be over there.
Paige Spiranak?
Justin
Verlander. Is that our surprise, Paige Spiranak?
It's not Paige Spiranak,
okay.
No. It's someone you know. She's been in here before, okay. And she's bringing us food.
Okay.
Yeah.
713-780-3776 is our phone number.
What do you expect of Verlander tonight?
I'm expecting him to go, honestly, five innings, probably five hits, two runs.
80.
Walk and maybe
83 pitches.
Five strikeouts, yeah. 85 pitches maybe, 88 pitches. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I think so. Yeah.
And so it'll be awfully nice if he. Oh, Kate's here. Kate McLean has come up from Tony's.
All right.
And brought Dell chicken sandwiches. Okay.
Nice.
Dell is. Yeah. Nice. This is through him. We'll be there in a minute. Kate McLean from Tony's.
Nice.
They got a new chicken sandwich. Their burger is.
I always love when chefs come.
The charts.
Wagyu. I always love when chefs come.
It's incredible.
Wagyu burger?
Yeah. She does unbelievable work.
Like it.
And now she's got a new chicken sandwich that she brought in for us here. And we will be talking to her. She's a big, big sports fan.
She's got her Stroud jersey on right now.
She's wearing Stroud.
Her CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
She's CJ Stroud in it. I expect Verlander. I think I along the same way. I think
he'll be solid. I don't think he's going to get rocked by the command, not the Commanders, the Guardians. I think he'll be solid.
Or the Nationals.
I mean, the Nationals.
Yeah.
Guardians, Cleveland Guardians.
Right.
I think he'll be, all the Washington teams have had to change their names. Cleveland's having to change their name. So,
right.
Well, Nationals is not, but your Guardians, you know, you can't do. Did you see the Native Americans are suing Washington for getting rid of the Redskins name.
What?
Yeah.
I love that.
Because they argue that that was something that was, that they had pride in. And I haven't seen the whole, haven't read through the whole lawsuit. But anyway, getting back to Verlander, I think he's going to be solid. I don't think he's going to be spectacular. Nothing would tell you he's going to be spectacular. And he really hasn't gotten in pitching shape yet.
No. Well, we'll find out whether or not he's... Let's not forget, he's got to get innings in if he wants his contract to vest. So he may even be pushing this thing.
Think about it, 140?
He needs 140.
Yeah.
So he may be pushing this thing to say, hey, I need to get out there. Let's go. But fact of the matter is, they need him. They need to push everybody back. Right now, if Verlander is here, who are you taking out of the rotation if they want to stay with a five-man?
Hunter Brown.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's any question.
No question about it.
He's got to go, got to go. They're going to stay with the six-man rotation for now, it looks
like.
What's
the reason for that?
They got a lot of days off.
Yeah.
Verlander, Blanco, Javier. Then it's Brown, France, and Verlander again. So, no, that's only four.
Wait, who are we missing?
Oh,
no, that's right, because Arrighetti had to come into the...
Yeah, Arrighetti.
Because Fromber's gone. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he took Fromber's place. Right. Well, so Arrighetti's out.
So that's a five-man rotation.
That's still a five-man rotation. And they got a lot of days off. They got... they took yesterday off. They've got Monday off. They've got next Friday off. They've got the following Monday off. So they've got a lot where they only need a five-man rotation. It would be great if Hunter Brown didn't have to take a go to a four-man, if you want to know the truth. That wouldn't be so bad to get him into the bullpen and ease that up. Here's the problem with Verlander starting tonight is that he's probably not going to pitch a lot of innings, and you're going to have to go back to your bullpen. The nice thing is that you have a lot of days off, so you can use your pen well. You've only got three games before you've got another day off. You got Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then you got another day off. So your bullpen should be able to go. Unfortunately, there's been nothing good about your bullpen. There's really been nothing good that you want your bullpen out there.
Nope.
So hopefully Justin Verlander turns this thing around starting tonight with the Washington Nationals. All right, we're going to break it here. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here and hang out with us, you, my friend, need to talk about Texas Grill Star.
Texas Star Grill, yeah, is a company that I've spoken for years. It's a lifestyle. It's not even a company. I mean, Texas Grill Shop has exploded over the last decade and a half, and it's been incredible to see. I got my first Traeger grill from Rick Martin and the guys over at Texas Star Grill Shop when they were just first starting out. It changed everything for me. I didn't even know how to grill, and it made it so simple, and I learned along the way a lot of things from Rick and Michael over at Pete's Fine Meats, and I've got to tell you something. Their expansion has been incredible. All the different shows they've opened up, the showrooms they've opened up, but they now have what's called the club, and it's been very important for him to have the best prices. They have what's called the club, and in this club, you get all kinds of discounts. You get all kinds of heads up on special pricing. You're allowed special pricing. You can go to their website and sign up for it. Their website is 975grills.com, 975grills.com. Sign up to be in the club. But also, you know, if you don't sign up, this is a little secret. If you go in there and just say, hey, I'd like club pricing, the pricing for the club, they'll know what you're talking about, and you'll get special discounts on a lot of the grills they have in stock. And these are going to be the best prices. No one is going to beat them on the retail location for prices. Nobody, because they're the biggest, they're the best. They've got all kinds of seasonings, marinades, barbecue accessories, pizza ovens that are incredible, that are tabletop. You cannot and you should not miss out on the great offers they have. Join the club at 975grills.com and get your barbecuing to the next level with Texas Star Grill Shop. Go to 975grills.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hello, Houston. Nick of Nick's Place here. So when you go out to have fun, food, and cocktails, do you like spending lots of money? No! I know know most of you, like myself, don't have John and Lance kind of money, and we're not getting schmoozed with free food and drinks like a Yanni Damaris. That's why Nick's Place is a bar for the people. With our $9.99 all-you-can-eat pasta, soup, salad, and garlic bread lunch special, you'll have a good base to enjoy our Power Hours drink special every weekday till 6 p.m. featuring $4 beers and well drinks, $5 Ritas, and $6 glasses of wine. Are you kidding me? Weekends, it's the brunch special featuring $2 mimosas and $3 Bellinis. Look, I know you have lots of choices when it comes to going out and having a good time, and we all can't spend afternoons on the golf course drinking free beer.
Unless you're on Warehouse Live.
And that's why there's Nick's Place, a bar for the people, by the people. Since 1993, same location, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Chef is here. Chef Kate McClain, who has been on before. She's wonderful. She's a huge fan. What's wrong with your Astros?
Huge fan. You know what? I brought my Texans jersey, but I also brought my Astros jersey.
Chef is,
because they need us right
they
now.
They need help. They need help.
You know what? They need our support.
Yeah.
So we need to not.
We need to love them instead of hate on them.
We need to love them.
Okay.
Yes.
They do need some extra tender care, actually, because they are. It's awful. It's awful.
You know what's like crazy about sports is like, you know. People will just, you won't do well for a little bit, and people just get down on them.
Turn on you.
Well, they do.
But we need to love them and see them through this.
Well, it's nurtured, Lance, not the way you go about
it's
it.
Nurture.
You know, I love that a chef is saying this, knowing full well what Yelp comments look like for restaurants.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even look at them.
You shouldn't. <know. laughs> You shouldn't. And the Astros. I should. Shouldn't listen to or read anything.
Well,
either.
But her Yelp's going to be always great.
Yeah. Well, you always find the ones that don't. Mm. You could have 1,000 good things said about you, but that one that isn't good will always sting.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, you're right.
That does. Yeah. That does. No, those hit the worst.
Stings.
Those hit the. Oh, I immediately on Twitter. Mute. Okay. I'm done with you. So Kate McClain from Tony's is here. You've been here before. All your boys heard you on the show before.
And yes.
They loved you having you on the show. We love having you in here.
Thank you.
Because you brought... And Lance, I'm going to tell you this. I had the best meal of my life at Tony's. Kate made the best meal. I'm telling you, it was the best meal of my life that I've... So when I'm on Murderer's Row and I'm on my... And when I'm right before my last meal...
Because it's coming.
For my death sentence.
What are you going in for?
I don't... Murder, probably. Dale more than likely.
Row. Yeah.
But there's more than
who do we think he's killing? Is that what we're asking?
I'm not sure who it is, but I'm sure that'll... That's
you're not going
be.
To death row for, like, tax evasion.
No, you can't. No, they won't. They probably won't do that.
It's going to have to be a pretty bad murder.
But
it's going to be Jeremy Branham?
I'm not murdering Jeremy Branham.
Okay.
Okay.
So will you disagree with the sports stuff?
I do, but I don't bad think it was I'll kill get. Him for it. But I want you to make my meal, okay?
Okay.
We promise?
Done.
Okay. Because
do you want to be associated
I'm
with
not there
the,
before you.
Does she want to be associated with the
yes,
unknown murderer?
Yes, she wants to be associated.
Yes.
Okay. Official chef of Death Row?
Yes.
Death Row chef signed by Suge Knight?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
You're Sean Penn and I am Susan Sarandon. Okay?
Okay. All right.
I'll wear the little habit. Did she wear a habit?
I don't remember. I don't know. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was the best meal I've ever had. And now, and by the way, the
Thank
burger
you.
at your place, you don't have to, this doesn't have to be fancy. You go sit in the bar. We sit in the bar. We watch the television. I get a burger. My wife gets a piece of tuna or what, or fish or whatever. And we just let, we can watch the, tell Riel, oh, they're so fancy they can't have a TV at Riel, right?
Right.
At Tony's, we got TVs, okay?
That's a little different.
That is a little different.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, and it doesn't get any fancier than Tony's. It doesn't get any better than Tony's.
We watched the Masters together.
Yes. Yes. How about
really?
That?
Really?
Yeah.
How about that?
A lot of beards out there.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So
you said beers?
Beards. A lot of golfers wearing beards.
Oh, yeah.
These days.
Oh,
Wendy and I were remarking on that.
Yeah, like, not opposed to the other beards. John started wearing his beard.
I'm not sure what you meant by that, actually.
That's why I thought you said beers. Like, yo, mm-hmm. You're watching golf with John, a lot of beers out there. Yeah, well, beers,
well,
for
too.
Sure.
Total.
There's that,
totally.
Too. But you brought us a new chicken sandwich. Del,
yes.
You tried it? You tried it yet?
I have not.
You got it. I'm telling you, it's fantastic.
Del is the one, you know. This was for Del.
So they're...
See?
They're,
now they're, when you call me a bad person, realize what happened because of me. Just realize you're getting a chicken sandwich because of me, John.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
John suggested it.
Yeah, yes. I don't know about yes. you because
but,
of you.
But this is because of
this
me,
is
Lance.
Relatively new on your menu, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And what the buttermilk, and tell us about it.
So, yeah, it's a chicken thigh deboned. So we get a whole chicken. We take the thigh off. We debone it. And then it's buttermilk soaked in different spices. And then we just double batter.
So wait a minute. You don't get a bag full of frozen chicken patties, right? No?
No, we get whole chickens from Bell and Evans.
Okay.
And frozen chicken patties.
They're air chilled.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
not in solution.
Organic, it sounds like, if it's air chilled.
Okay, so
not vegan.
So this will tell you that this is fresh, okay, everybody. And then it's lettuce and tomato and French onion, right?
So fresh French onion dip.
That you guys make.
Yes.
You make everything, don't you? I mean, it's amazing, Lance, what they the stuff you make. You, I mean, there's nothing that you just like. Even your ketchup, you guys are putting
most good
together.
Restaurants are making their own stuff. They have their own recipes and adherence to it. Yeah. I'm eating mine now. I don't care.
Nope. Yeah, we can tell.
Yeah, we
you
can
didn't
tell
have to alert us to that fact.
You might wait.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
We prep a lot of stuff, and we have a really good team, front and back of house, and that's everything.
I mean, it's the kitchen. It's a lot like, I'm telling you, it's so much like the Bear. It's awesome where everybody is back there. Watch it, chef. Behind you, chef. Okay.
Less yelling.
Do you all call each other chef, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do. Right?
Less screaming, less yelling. No, that's accurate. There's a lot of accurate stuff, and their consultants they had are really good with that. What's the word? Do you remember? Have you been in kind of an abusive kitchen before where it was really intense back there? Like, you're a sports fan. You know, sports gets pretty.
Yeah.
There's some coaches that are rough, and there's a lot of great chefs who have worked for staged or work, which is just basically it's like an intern. You're just working for free. My friend Seth Siegel Gardner worked under Gordon Ramsay for a little bit.
Oh, man, Marco that's Pierre White. An abusive atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. He said, you know, it gets intense.
Yeah.
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 Your kitchen gets intense, right? Do you yell at everybody?
No, I'm pretty nice.
You are.
But you have to be firm in a lot of moments, because what we're doing is very serious and what we're doing is very fast.
Yeah.
And it is a lot like sports. I mean, we have two games a day, right? Lunch and dinner service. You're with your team. You're either on the line. Oh, my God, that's the best. But I don't get to be on the line anymore. I have to be, you know, pull.
Why do you like to be on the line? What is that?
You're the offense coordinator.
Because you're just like, you're flexing together, and it's like 2 minutes. Okay, 2 minutes. But I see him. It's a minute and a half. And you ready? Are you ready? Okay. And then we put it all up at the same time, you know, and we're just talking. And it is my favorite place to be. And then the front of house.
Goosebumps.
The front of house is killing it. You know, they're clearing your silverware. They're putting it down. They're pouring the wine pairing. And
that's where it's
beautiful chaos.
It's calm out there. And then back there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Boom,
yes.
Boom, boom.
Right.
The timing of the whole thing is that's what's awesome is you have to time different, you know, depending on what your little stations are. They got to time different stations, and different stations have different timings. And
yeah,
it's really, you know, like restaurants where you have to put can you put everything in all at once so that we'll pace out and course out everything for you? Then you have other restaurants where I was at Street to Kitchen yesterday. And you can just order whenever you want. And so
order fire.
Yeah.
We call it order fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or hold, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it's fine dining, but it's where you're eating. Okay, I'm eating at Tony's, right? That's what I'm saying. But it's not. It's fancy, but it's not like that. It's not. You know,
it's fun.
It's fun. Yeah, it's a really great atmosphere. If you haven't been to Tony's in a while, you need to go because it is really. And again, I mean, you get burgers there. You get chips. You got chips on the menu. You got fries on the menu. You got a chicken sandwich on the menu. That's delicious.
Come for lunch.
Yeah, just
we
go.
We do a three-course for $25 Greenway Express deal. We've had that price for 10 years, and I never changed it.
Really?
Yeah, and you can get the chicken sandwich on that deal.
And this is a really good chicken sandwich.
Thank you.
And the chips, I almost always universally hate homemade chips. Those really? Are really good. Yeah, I don't know why. I think they're oftentimes burned. I don't think they're done well. They don't change out oil, whatever the case may be. Those are really, like, legit. Those are really good.
Thanks.
I know we're bragging about chips. Boy, your chips.
Shout out to Violetta. Homemade chips, she made
the homemade chips is great.
Those are ones that that's one that a lot of people get wrong, I think, or they're too oily or they're just not done well. This is done really well. Yeah, thanks, lunch. Thanks. People think of Tony's all the time over the years, and things change. You and I were talking about this. It doesn't have to necessarily be the stuffy coat and tie. And you're talking about going in for lunch. John, you're talking about a television where you can
watch a game.
Yeah. So it's maybe not exactly the way people either remember it or think they know it.
Yeah.
And it's been nice since I've been back for 2 years. And so they've given me a lot of control to change things and, you know, do fun stuff, like bring in a singer in the middle of the dining room. Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
You know?
We were there for New Year's and the piano player was excellent. It was fun. It was a great time. Miss Donna will come and greet you, right? At the table.
Yeah.
Always. She's amazing. Amazing.
Open Table doesn't have anything on Donna Valone. She is the original Open Table. She's like, she's related to her.
And
they need to sit there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she knows everybody. It's great. It's a great atmosphere if you haven't been to Tony's. And again, $25 for a 3-course lunch.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Well,
thank you.
Thank you. You wore your CJ Stroud jersey in. You got to be more excited than ever about this team.
Guys, this is such a fun time.
I know.
We're getting good.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while.
We're collecting the pieces.
Except the Astros are ruining it a little bit.
That's okay. We've had a good run
with the Astros. Stop looking the gift horse in the mouth.
Love. I've tried. I forgot. We got to love them.
Two World Series wins with the Astros, and you're upset that they're not giving you an 8th straight season?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I am upset.
Man,
let's go.
Greedy.
That's right. Maybe I am a little bit greedy, but okay. I want my team. I want my team back. Not this one. I want my team
back. They're coming back.
All right.
Justin's back today. We'll be fine.
That's our friend, a star. She's a star. Kate McClain.
Thank you.
Over at Tony's. Get there. It's on Richmond. Edlow? Is it Edlow or is it?
Timmons.
Yes. Timmons and Richmond, get on over there and see her for lunch. Go over there for lunch or dinner or whatever. Yes. Make a reservation. Get there if you can this weekend. Thank you so much, Kate. You're the best.
Thank you, John.
She's wonderful.
And I love the 97.5 ESPN app. You guys all need to download it.
She
I gave you all my metrics. You can look at all. I said yes to all of it. Track me.
You just wake up and you hit the app and it starts playing for you.
Yeah, in the morning, I put it on and I hear you guys. And it's like an espresso shot. And then I get a few giggles in before I leave. And it's great. So thank
you. You have to bear down and get after it.
Then
the giggles are done.
Let's go.
That's what John and I do. We grind on a daily basis.
Well, man,
hard work.
Hard work here.
Some of the hardest workers you'd see.
Well,
we work so hard that we can actually eat a chicken sandwich live on the air.
While we're eating. While we're doing our show. Yes. That's what we do.
Have you ever just said, you know what? I'm hungry during this shift. I think I'm going to have my own food. Did you tell somebody to fire something, but it was just for you, and that you tricked them?
Yes.
You have?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
A veal cutlet.
I thought
cutlet.
That would have just been me, but you did it too.
A veal cutlet.
I'm like, hey, can you drop fire 2 veal cutlets? And they're like, where is it going? I'm like, that little plate, Bianco, because I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Good for you.
Good.
See, she can eat while she's grinding, too.
Absolutely.
That's it.
You should be able to.
Well, everybody
should.
If you
have a good job, you should be able to eat while you're working.
Your job sucks if you can't eat while you're doing it.
I just wrote an essay on what chefs eat. It's on our website.
What
chefs eat? What do you eat?
So it's a little snapshot.
A lot of times, it's not as fancy as people think.
It's the snapshot of what happens when you're a chef and your diet throughout the week.
Okay.
So on the website, there's a little thing in the bottom corner. It says Essays by Kate, and it'll be loaded up later today.
All right, we'll check. Oh, it's not there yet?
You might enjoy that.
Yeah, I want to check that out.
I fired it off at 8 a.m. this morning.
So what is Tony's? What's the website?
Tony'sHouston.com.
Tony'sHouston.com. Go to the website and see what chefs eat. That's Kate McClain, superstar right here.
Thank you. Shout out to Joey Gomez, our sous chef. I had to.
Okay.
He's been prepping me. And my brother, David McClain.
Did he help you prep these?
He didn't.
Your sushi show?
He didn't. But
oh well, then lazy.
He taste tested
limited
him.
Shout
no,
out then.
He not anything but.
Okay. Sushi chefs are the stars.
Yeah, that's right. They are.
They are.
They are. They're the backbone, no question.
While she's out in the front schmoozing with people. Hi, hi chef.
Hey.
He's out taking there running, running the line.
Yeah.
Kate, thanks so much. We appreciate it. I got to talk right now about my peeps, Robin. Okay, over at Houston Powder Coaters. She's the best, too. Love what they do over at Houston Powder Coaters. Listen, do you have tables? Do you have furniture? Do you have patio furniture? Do you have whatever it is that you have, car parts rusted out, boat parts rusted out, whatever, you got Houston Powder Coaters here for you. If it's unique, you just love it, whatever the case may be, you don't want to replace it, you don't want, you want to keep that patio furniture, maybe it has some kind of a value to you, emotional value, and maybe it was your grandmother, whatever the case may be, or you just don't want to spend that money on new furniture, you got it at Houston Powder Coaters. HoustonPowderCoaters.com, 281-676-3888, 281-676-3888, or HoustonPowderCoaters.com. They will pick up and deliver absolutely free. They've got, they're the best. Robin's going to tell you exactly what they're going to do, and you could send her a picture and tell her, and she'll tell you whether or not to buy new stuff, or she can help you. All at HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Yes.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. Thank you, Kate. She's wonderful. And I'm surprised Lance left his... Did you just walk her out? I'm surprised you left your chicken sandwich for that long. I really am.
No one's going to take it here. People here are honest.
Except when you steal interns' hamburgers.
That didn't happen.
That did happen.
Kate is like a sports fan.
Kate is, no, she's.
That's all for real.
That is for real. She loves that. She loves her teams. Yeah. And she's awesome. She is a star. That's awesome. Thank you, Kate. All right, we're finishing up the week here. Is there anything? We didn't really talk enough. Did we talk enough about the Chevron? I don't think so.
I think we did. Let's talk for a second about. So I'm a few days from flying out to L.A. I'm going to be in L.A. all next week. I'll be on TV. If you want to watch me on Path to the Draft, I'll be on Path to the Draft Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And then you can see my draft analysis pick by pick Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I'll be doing all the picks on NFL Plus or YouTube. You can also see it on YouTube, at least for the first day. I'm not sure about day two and day three, but... All the picks, I'll have analysis for all of them. So I don't even know if I get a break at all. I think I have to do every selection. Friday is going to be a brutal show for me because after I stay up and do the first round on TV that night, I have to do a second and third round mock, which takes forever because I actually try to put thought into it. It's the dumbest thing in the world. Every year I'm just going to plug these guys in. So now I'm working on a cheat sheet. I want to be as ready, but what happens with all the trades?
Yeah. But the guys aren't going to move that much.
No. But teams with different team needs. So I'm going to be locked in on everyone's team needs, and I'm just going to be bam. Right. This is the year that I'm going to do better. The least amount of sleep I ever got when I did a 6 a.m. show on 790. The year they drafted Deshaun Watson, the last year I was there, I got an hour and a half of sleep then. Last year was like two and a half hours. It's pretty... And then I got to come back and do TV all over again that next night on Friday. So Friday morning after the draft, and that's why there's been some talk about me not doing a show on Friday.
Ooh, no, there's no because been no the talk Texans about that at all.
Some of the
no
discussions
one has ever mentioned that.
There's been some discussions about
you're
me
the
not
only
working
one that's talked
because
about.
The Texans don't have a first round pick, and a lot of people, many
Our
people,
preeminent draft
he doesn't
expert
want to be around
wants
for
to
the
take
draft.
The first round many, of the draft off.
Many people in Houston have talked about the fact that since they don't have a first round pick. They really don't care as much.
No, people want you around to see if maybe someone fell out of the first round that maybe the Texans might want.
Yeah.
And you're previewing the second round anyway. What are you talking about?
Many people
don't eat and then
he's
talk.
Many people.
Talking. He's eating and talking again.
Many people have talked about not wanting to hear me on Friday.
Well, some people.
No.
I don't know if many people have said this, but some people have suggested your lack of professionalism is affecting you.
Yeah.
No one has said that. No people.
That's not true.
It really I've got a tweet. Is, kind of.
No people, but many people have said, why even have him on Friday?
All right. So,
and I'm a man of the people, so give the people what they want.
So you haven't tried your chicken sandwich yet, though. You got a show to do. Are you going to save it for after?
Sure. And I got to I got to take my dad to the airport today, so I'm not going to be able to get
lunch. How'd you get stuck on Uber Patrol?
Well, it's because I'm a son of an immigrant. That's how I got stuck.
To be fair, I wouldn't stick my mom in an Uber or my dad in an Uber. I'd take him, too.
You have to do it. You have to do it. You didn't even tell us he was here.
I did. I told Lance because
he told me he didn't want to tell you because it's best not to tell you that kind of
stuff. Because you would suggest, is he really your dad? Where was your mom? And was she in Chicago at some point?
Yeah,
you've done that before.
I don't think I've ever question said
his,
that.
You'll question that.
I don't believe I've ever said
you'll question
that.
If he's actually Del Snow.
Yeah, you think I've? He wouldn't be a Snow. He couldn't last in Winterfell.
He's you would be the Snow.
No, you wouldn't be a Stark.
You would
no
be the,
you. If no, you
would
Del Snow.
He wouldn't be a Stark.
You don't have to be a Stark to be a Snow.
No. Stark, remember?
No.
Oh, no, wait.
A Snow is just a bastard.
You're not a... No, a Snow is a northern bastard, yes. But you wouldn't be a northerner. You couldn't
I wouldn't be a northerner. No, I was a northerner.
But you don't like living up there.
I hated it. I moved down to... Where is it?
You moved to the south. Like you'd be where King's Landing is. That's the south.
I moved to King's Landing. Yeah, from the wall. Yeah, I had to get away from the wall.
You should be sent to the wall for that. Is he really your dad?
I never said that to you. You said those words.
Yeah, but you said as your mom. When was your mom in Chicago?
That's all I wanted to know.
I said, John, you never met my mom. He goes, you don't know. This was 6 years ago. He was doing this. You don't know.
You don't know.
He intimated that he had relations with your mom.
It may be my father.
And then he may be your father. That's
I didn't
literally...
intimate that. You took it the wrong way.
Oh, sure. I took it the wrong way. Okay. Yeah. No, you intimated it.
You're just taking stuff the wrong way.
Not to be confused.
Very sensitive of
not
you.
To be confused with being intimate
that's
with my mother.
Your snowflake generation. That's why.
It's not snowflake to push back on the notion that you may have had relations with my mother. That's not snowflake. That's stuff that gets you punched in the face.
Oh, I'm seeing here on our rundown.
You snowflakes can't even take when I say that I had sex with your mother. Soft.
It is a little soft.
Your generation
is
soft.
It is a little soft. On the rundown here, it says Caitlin Clark blocked Antonio Brown.
She did.
What happened there?
Well, he made some less than, let's say some overly crass comments about her, and she had had enough.
Did you see what he said? He said she takes really... Some of her shot selection is really problematic.
It was not.
I don't think that
was
it.
Not what he said. He made comments about grooming, and she was like, nope, enough of you.
Good for her. You can't have that man on your timeline. It's just best that you don't see or hear.
And then he doubled down.
Because everyone who gets blocked by a famous person has to screenshot it and say, look who blocked me. And then he first called her. Can I say it, or do you have to say C word of the day? Not the Scottish European C word, like white person C word of the day. He goes,
oh, cracker?
Yeah.
Oh.
C word of the day, and then he called her cousin it.
The cousin it hurts more than cracker.
Yeah.
Did anyone know what you just said?
No one. I didn't. He doesn't.
I said the cousin it is going to hurt more than cracker.
Yeah. The cousin it is...
cousin it's going to sting a little bit more.
Because the first reference had...
I said about grooming, yes.
Yeah, it was about her grooming, yeah. I mean, that's just... He's bad.
Antonio's a really bad person. I don't think the world would really miss Antonio Brown if he were not to have social media ever again and no one ever heard from him ever again. Let's go through the timeline, shall we?
He's going to be a problem.
He was accused of farting in a girl's face.
Yeah.
He didn't pay for a trainer, I think it was. He didn't pay for art that he basically stole.
There were movers that he was...
Screamed at all the movers and threatened them with violence.
Yeah.
Like, he's done. He claimed that he broke up the marriage of Tom Brady. He has been... Took his clothes off on the field. I mean, he legitimately needs...
No, he's got...
He needs help, obviously.
It will come out that at some point he has CTE. He has... Mm-hmm. That hit that he took from Perfect was... anyone would have it. Would have mental problems after.
Is it after one hit can do it? Because if so, that's the hit.
Yeah. apparently CJ's catching it over his baseball throwing style. I was worried about it. He went viral. People are...
No, I mean, that's too much. We talked about it, too. We're surprised. But the fact is, he threw it down the middle. Perfect strike.
Yeah.
What else can you... Like, okay, hey, he didn't... Where did it go? Right to the guy for a strike? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, what are you going to keep saying?
He fired a perfect strike, but... He still, he was a two-sports car. It says apparently he was not a two-sport, he was a two-sports car, but it was basketball, not baseball. If you don't throw a baseball, it's hard to throw a baseball, okay? Just so you know, it's lighter, it's just different. But he threw it a lot like he throws a football, so that he's catching it. And okay, if that's what he catches it for, I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
But honestly, what surprised me is the way you throw a football is the same as like a slider. I'm surprised, or a cutter. I'm surprised he didn't have a little cut action on that fastball.
Well, actually, your hand turns out on a football. What a football.
Well, yeah, but the rotation.
Yeah.
But the rotation, why wasn't it a screwball?
I don't know why it wasn't a screwball. All I know is that Antonio Brown was ugly, and so are people about our CJ. And stop now. We're going to stop that.
I like how Dell said, you know how people do with famous people, and then they screenshot when they get blocked. He's talking about Antonio Brown got blocked by a famous person, Caitlin Clark. Yeah. She's more famous than Antonio Brown.
She is more famous. She is. More people know Caitlin Clark. Absolutely. All little girls. I mean, even, like, I asked Yanni. He's got two little girls. He said, yeah, they wanted to, we sat down and watched the whole game. They never watched a girls' basketball game ever. Mm-hmm. Yes, we watched the whole game. And because of her. I mean, she is a phenom.
Boy, people are getting salty, too, that, you know, the other women in the... Why didn't she get this? Why hasn't this player in the WNBA had this acclaim who won a WNBA championship or rookie of the year? It's really simple. Marketing has way frequently it is tied to how good a player is, but how marketable you are also has to just do with how marketable you are. It's not necessarily tied to all your play stuff. Like, you know, Allen Iverson was super marketable because he was different than anything that you had seen. He wasn't going to be for everybody, but I promise you, if you look at the impact that he had on the culture of basketball, Allen Iverson's reach from a marketing standpoint can be felt to this day. Substantial marketing. Hakeem Olajuwon, the best he ever got was Etonic shoes. Big deal. They were like 70 pounds.
And who was better?
He's a big man. But Dream was better, but yeah. It doesn't matter. A, big man... Posts don't get as much acclaim. But also, you know, if you do something that's unique, if you're a unicorn, you're going to be special in marketing. Tiger Woods, Allen Iverson, Caitlin Clark, they're just different than everyone else.
Yep. You can't describe it. They have it, okay? And that's what people want.
Again, with your saying cousin it about Caitlin Clark?
No.
Why did you say she has it?
She is it.
What you're doing. That's a cheap shot.
She is it. She has it.
That's a cheap shot.
Hey, you know who has it?
He just called Caitlin Clark. He said, she has it.
I knew what he was doing there. But that's not what he said.
I did not. Caitlin Clark is not cousin it.
Yeah, I don't want to take anything from you at your word because you're too busy picking chicken out of your teeth.
I love that. I love that chicken.
Either
of you.
I was mostly talking about Lance, but you're doing it too.
Oh yeah. I want to talk. You know who has it? Kent Jones. He has it. He has Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, FHA, VA, LTV, DTI, PIT, FICO, HELOC, LMNOQ.
Did you say DTF?
He's got it all.
Wow.
DTI. No, DTI. He's got it all. He's got all of those different mortgages that you can choose from. What you are you shopping your mortgage? If you're not shopping your mortgage, then you're doing it wrong. Because this is the biggest... expense you'll have in your life. Most of us, this is the biggest expense we've ever had. And why would you not shop it? Why would you not shop for something that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not more? He is safe, transparent, dependable, pairs you with the best wholesalers in the nation. He's a small business. He has got less overhead than anyone, than all of these big offices that put their names on bowl games. More experience. He's been doing it for 29 years. He's going to give you the best deal he can find. That's what he's going to do every single time. So if you're looking for that guy that's going to stand behind you and work his tail off for your mortgage, he's the ultimate mortgage hookup. Find out. You can even, if you just want to find out, get a scenario quote, you can do that as well. 713-520-5626, 713-520-5626, 713-520-LOAN or 975loans.com. Tell Kent you heard it right here.
Dream Rate Mortgage, LLC, NMLS number 2482473. J. Kent Jones, NMLS number 356118.
ESPN. 97.5.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Well, I'm not sure about this one. Courtney Tilia, OnlyFans star. She says she does porn because it's God's message. She said she was meant to, she was put on this earth to help people. Do you think she's doing God's work?
I think it depends on who you ask.
Well, there are instances of prostitution in the Bible.
If you ask my daughter, she's doing the devil's work.
Yeah.
But if you ask just generic guy named Greg.
Yeah.
Maybe he would say, yeah, I agree with her.
Yeah.
Just some generic guy who says, yeah, I think he's...
I'm not sure, Courtney, God had this plan for you, but what if...
Here she is.
Oh, yeah, there she is.
That's free will also.
A woman says her husband leaves bed in the early hours to go sleep next to his mom.
Hey, we are to his mom or her own mom?
His mom. In the morning, he goes up to his parents to sleep, and I don't feel good about it. He wants to sleep next to his mom.
Wait. Okay, no. So the husband leaves the wife and sleeps next to his own mom.
Next to his mom.
Oh, okay. I thought you were telling me the wife leaves the husband and goes to sleep with the husband's
husband
mom.
Husband leaves the bed in the early hours to sleep next to his mom.
I can see this. I'm not saying it makes sense, but I could totally see this happening with some hardcore mama's boy. Is his name Araldus Chapman?
It's not Araldus Chapman. Okay. Ooh, I don't want to know when he's sleeping
but
with his mom,
could you see
too.
That?
I see him doing too much stuff.
No,
I'm hoping
just laying in the same bed.
Too.
He obviously has some level of little kid in him still.
Dell, this is for you. Hugging someone, even a robot, eases pain and depression. Dell is depressed.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have anybody to hug.
That's true.
So am I hugging?
That's is why people should give you back hugs.
No, so the act of hugging someone relieves your
serotonin.
Depression?
Yes, your depression.
So I have to hug someone.
You have a release of serotonin, a release of pheromones, a release of, what's the other stuff that you get? For you, if you get a back hug, it would also be adrenaline.
No, but what you're saying is I'm supposed to be hugging other people.
Well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, just hug
and
back.
And you should, hug and hug back. That's right. That's right.
Next time you guys see Dell, hug him and just say, it's going to be okay, buddy.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is demanding space lasers to combat migrants.
There's
no
way
she feels like
said
we
that.
Should be taking out migrants.
She didn't say.
No.
There's no way. Actually, there is a way.
Yes.
But come on. She did not say, after all the heat she's taken for Jewish space lasers.
She's called for the deployment of space laser technology on the U.S.-Mexico border.
Okay.
Israel has some of the best unmanned defense systems in the world.
There it is. She went with Jewish space lasers again.
I've previously voted to fund space lasers for Israel's defense. America needs to take our national security seriously and deserves the same type of defense for our border that Israel has and probably uses.
Science fiction where it goes like that?
Yeah.
And it can just saw you in half?
Yes. Wouldn't that be cool?
So she wants to,
it would be effective.
She wants to kill migrants with
space
lasers?
Space laser technology. Yes. Yeah. Louisiana lawmakers have voted to remove lunch breaks for child workers and cut their unemployment benefits.
Child workers? Well, hold on a second.
Yeah.
You're getting ball sacked here.
No, I'm not. It's actually on... No, it's on NOLA. NOLA.com.
No, that's New Orleans' actual newspaper.
Yes.
Hold on. What do you mean child workers?
A Louisiana House committee voted to repeal a law requiring employers to give child workers lunch breaks and to cut employee benefits.
Okay, is this workers for children, not child workers?
Child workers, yes.
But there's child labor laws. What do you mean?
Okay, the House of Labor advanced the child labor legislation, which would slash the amount of time for people to collect unemployment. No, this is for child workers.
This cannot be for child workers. You're misreading that.
I am not misreading.
Name a child who's ever filed for
It's in Louisiana.
A child who filed for unemployment.
Yes. No, who does you don't that? Get to start your unemployment benefits at you don't get unemployment benefits at that age. You're on a, your employment clock
you're
doesn't
not
start.
Allowed to work. What do they consider child? 16-year-old? It has to be 16.
Yeah, that's a child, I guess.
They're not children.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so yes. Louisiana. You're talking about Louisiana.
I know. There's a chance. Okay. There's a chance it could be accurate.
We are done. We got Astros this weekend in Washington.
Your homework
we got
is?
The RBC, which is big. We got the Chevron Championship going on.
What's the RBC?
Oh, the Heritage. You don't know anything.
John's telling you which golf tournament
yes,
to watch.
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm going to be watching.
You have the Live that you want to promote? You want to promote the blood money?
No.
Of the Saudis?
Well, you got a Frisbee tournament you want to promote?
No. Okay. Just watch. Just go out and play.
No. No, I'm not.
Don't watch it. Go throw them.
I won't do that.
I'm going to go out there on Saturday and I'm going to crack chains or whatever we say, break chains.
Breaker of chains, Lance Erline?
I'm going to be chain breaking.
You are breaking chains this weekend?
Sure. I'll probably go out to TC Jester and break some chains. It's a good 3-mile walk.
Nice.
To play the tournament, to play the course. So, yeah, I think I'll break some chains.
That's a nice walk. All right, we're done. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you about all that golf and stuff. On Monday,
nope,
everybody.
Baseball.
Time for me to talk about my peeps over at TPC Industrial. TPC. TPC. That's golf, too. That's right. But this isn't that. This is flanges and all the stuff that you could possibly need for your work site. Okay? Valves, fittings, flanges, forged steel, couplings, hoses, and more. They've got thousands of pieces in stock. Any part that you need, stocked or not, they can get it. If you're looking for a particular item, give TPC Industrial a call today. Rapid delivery. All right, they're right up. They're in Mount Bellevue. They're going to get it to you right away. Houston and Archie are awesome. You'll love doing business with them. They are suppliers in this industry. And if you're not getting what you need from your supplier, make them your supplier. Or at least let them embellish whatever you need. Okay, they can add to it. So if you're looking for any PVF needs, all your PVF needs, your current PVF supplier can't find you what you need, call TPC Industrial today, 346-226-3866, 346-226-3866, or TPCINDL.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Bye, bitch.